We're in the... Sorry. We're in the last day of the Sesshin. It's the last day, and that's and that's fine. If you look into it, if you look into it any time, this is it, always. This is it. Somebody told me that they're sitting this last day as if it's the last day of their life. If you make up your mind that this is it, then you will be alive, vital, and your step will be noble. You have made up your mind not to get caught up in money and possessions. Rather, you'll do whatever you can to answer to the gift of heaven and earth, which is being bestowed upon you now. The gift of truth, the gift of true mind, the gift of goodness. You do not doubt that you are already, from the first, always and forever, blessed with the universe. You know what you have to do. You know what you're here to do. Every day and always, you're living this truth. The simplest and most obvious example of the blessing you receive is the air that you breathe. Without hesitation, you continue always breathing this breath, this breath. There's no "I am breathing this breath." There is just breathing. The vast atmosphere beckons you. Please, from the north to the south pole, please. And you receive it all, this one breath by breath. Don't limit yourself, limit your vision by rationalizing, "Well, I only use just a little bit, not exactly the atmosphere from pole to pole." Limiting yourself like this, you run out of oxygen to live. You're always receiving and using and being just right. Always, things are just right. I have the privilege of sitting here, the Sesshin and the Sendo, but I'll only take up a square meter of space on the earth. You know that you aren't so childish as to think that way. This one square meter of space is supported by the entire earth. And as Dayan Roshi always used to say, this earth is just a cute little dumpling. Scientists continually verify and extend the size of the universe. There are countless solar systems in this Milky Way, and innumerable galaxies beyond. Nothing is held back from you. Nothing. Everything, all the universe, invites you. Please. I remember some time ago, I was in Kyoto, and I went to hear one Roshi's Teisho at Hanazono. Many people were waiting outside for the talk to begin. It was a pitch-black, dark night. There were some young kids sitting on a bench beside me, and I overheard one of them say, Look at that beautiful star shining up there. It's far, far, far away. It must be tens of thousands of light years away. It takes, in 1 second, it circles the Earth 7.5 times, the light year. At that speed, it takes tens of thousands of years to finally reach the Earth. The boy was saying how far, far, far off was that shining star. The girl sitting next to him replied in awe, it's shining up there so far, far in the distance. Far, far away. It takes tens of thousands of light years for the light to reach us. And just look. Here is the reality. Here is the reality of that shining star. It is reaching us. It is touching us. It is not apart from us. If it were separate, how could we be touched by it? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. There is no distance. There is no separation. Life is one absolute unity. You are shining. You are twinkling. Only we, the unenlightened, do not recognize our oneness. Everyone is always busily discriminating and creating distance and creating separation and creating walls. We create distance and walls even between parent and child, even between brothers and sisters, even between the closest of couples. We may hold hands and say that we're close, that there's no distance between us, but truly we are at a distance. Two people may believe that they have just exactly the same feelings, but those feelings are completely different. Each person stands completely alone. It might make you feel sad to hear this, but for once you've got to give yourself completely to this sadness. You stand alone. You want to imagine that you're together, that you have the same ideas and values and feelings. But if those feelings are a function of self-clinging, if you're clinging to those feelings, then they are not by any means one and the same feeling shared. Of course, that's a lesson that if you haven't already, you will surely at some point come to learn. Even the Buddha cannot visit your own world. Of course, it's revealed in fits and starts, but it is your very own world. No one can visit it. No one can take it from you. No one can lay a hand on it. It is your world and yours alone. You are alone. Is this sad? Is it discouraging? Not at all. When you become really alone, you will, for the first time, finally see that you are not separate, not estranged, not apart from a single thing. Yes. No distance. No matter what occurs, it's just all right. You are fine. The problem is solved before it's ever brought up. Original self is one, alone. And nowhere is there any such creature as an I, me, mine. Grasping the ego idea, how you do suffer, how you do cause suffering and turmoil and sadness, how you fail to appreciate the wonder. It's shining far, 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 so far off. It's shining right here. If it weren't shining here, you wouldn't see the beautiful gleams and sparks. Really, truly, there is no separation. Walking along the road, step by step by step, you are stepping on the entire earth. Your step is in touch with the entire universe. This is not speculation, it is reality. When there is a slight shift and a fault, the earth shakes and rattles ferociously. The great earthquake of Western Japan, and 73 years ago, the great earthquake of Eastern Japan. That number comes to my mind easily because it happened just before I was born. You have polished and polished your practice. Were you able to receive and realize this one breath? Were you one with this breath, with this one doing? Even though you did have some slight realization, if I approved of that and made something of it, of that slight understanding, then you would sit back and linger and get stuck. And you would start to rot and stink in that small, small, closed place. It would be adding a coat of glaze to the Dharma ego. You would wind up taking a wrong path and causing others to be misled. So I have to tell you, let go. Stick with it. Give it your all. Give it everything you've got, newly and freshly, because it always is new. Just this, fresh. From the start, from the start. Become naked and still more naked. Let go and let go still further. Experience awakening and let go of that awakening. See that there is nothing to throw away, and throw that away. Throw away, on and on, throw away just this. Why should we do Zazen? Somebody asked me that the first day of Sesshin. How does Zazen work? What happens? What's so good about it? Of what use is it? Why do we do Zazen? Zazen is not good for you. Doing Zazen, if you're holding on to something, you can be holding on to something very negative. Yes. There are some of you to whom I must say this, whom I must threaten. If you're doing your own style of Zazen, doing your own thing with Zazen, that causes you to cling ever more firmly to me, me, me. Doing Zazen my way, in your own style, obviously strengthens the ego idea so that you become more warped and you cease to be able to receive things as they are. It is said that unless you can practice under a true teacher, it's better not to practice at all. That may sound harsh, but you cannot afford to be careless. I want you to carefully look back on your practice, reflect on your practice. And you will be able to figure out that you're going wrong. Please let go. Throw away. Throw away. Holding nothing. Carrying nothing. Become a blank white paper. This is humility. Humble, humble. You'll stop putting on airs. Stop being a little flower stinking up the place. Somebody came to me in tears just the day before, driven into a corner, no hope in sight. And because he had been in such dire straits, when there was a light, when there was an opening, he instantly became arrogant. Who needs Muji? You're trying to trick me. Grasping that little opening, you'll have to suffer 100 and 1,000 times over for it. Perhaps he'll be back in tears, Don't come to me in tears. Suffer through it. Go through it. And let go. You've long held the habit of arrogance. So when you're in a pinch, that habit comes jumping right out. You're wanting to be somebody, to stand above others. And you've seen that all the texts that you have read and studied don't come to your aid when there's an emergency. Why do we do Zazen? Do I have to do Zazen? No, you don't have to sit if you don't want to. But if you do sincerely continue the practice you've been given, practice as you were told to practice, direct, this one doing just sincere, direct. There is just doing. If you do continue to sincerely practice, I think you will find that the person that you become, the person that you are, is completely different from who you were a while ago or yesterday or the day before yesterday or last year or 10 years ago. But do not grasp any situation along the way. Let go, throw down, be empty. This one doing arises from emptiness. Somebody has said to me, and very, very sincerely feels it, that life not practicing has been much kinder to them than life while practicing. More settled, more fun, more relaxed. The more I try to practice, the more miserable I become. That's because you are not practicing as you've been shown. If your Zazen is your own style rather than what you have been shown, then you can practice 10 years or 20 years and you're just imitating Zazen, but you're actually feeding into your own selfishness. You can easily form many bad habits. Please, sincerely, honestly, cast off body and mind. Forget about them. Throw them into the house of Buddha. Then all is done by Buddha. When you follow this, you are free from birth and death and become a Buddha without effort or calculation. Practice just as you have been instructed. No matter what arises, neither grasp it nor reject it. Just this. If you're counting your breath, count just this breath. Just follow this breath, just doing. Shikantaza. You can't be careless in your shikantaza. Unless you are extremely patient with deep endurance, with strong self-determination, pure and sincere in your practice, you can easily become a clod of self-centeredness, increase self-clinging. Mu, the sound of one hand, your original face, practice. Continue to follow the practice that you've been given. Even 10 minutes a day, if you do it in earnest, you naturally come to want to do Zazen more and more. 20 minutes becomes 30. And you will, without fail, come to want to continue practicing, just naturally. You will. Because you come to recognize for yourself, to experience the difference between holding on and letting go. You see for yourself. Carrying nothing, grasping nothing. At first you only picture it in your head what this might mean. You think maybe it means there is nothing to grasp, for example. But you come to see, you come to know for yourself that the genuine cannot be grasped. There is no holding. Always, any time, any place. It is very most straightforward. It appears everywhere. life force. And this becomes evident to you. You must guard against being blank or vague or spaced out in your sitting. Pour your energy into it, and everything becomes the genuine, of course. So your desire, your vow, is to be one with the genuine, to be in accordance with truth. You yourself, a genuine revelation of the genuine. Please be sincere. Continue your practice now, here. We can describe this time, today, this last day, before the last doksan, as the time when you don't take the top off, you don't let the steam escape, even if the baby cries. Please, just doing. Inherently, that's all there is, just doing. Honestly, practice this. Not discriminating, not thinking. Your wits are like a wild animal. This, it's not knowing, and it's not not knowing. There is no grasping. Let go. And when you're struck, you feel it. When there is sound, you hear it. Always and forever you are being struck. Always and forever there is sound. Always there is intertwining, there is mutual reverberation. This is the thundering samadhi, the roar of the genuine, the roar of life. This is the joy of all joy, freedom, joy and freedom, your inherent freedom. You are alone, alone in the boundless warmth of compassion, with respect to those above and compassion for those below. Above and below, respect and compassion. We're riding together on one great rail, always together. This does not appear without that. Yes. Your own world includes all being. There never is any distance. There never is this and that. There is just the depth of the various connections. The karmic connections, the karmic ties, which appear naturally. Just as in the air that you receive, you always receive it just right. Your karmic connections, just as it is, just as they are just right. Aren't you breathing just this one breath, perfectly, completely, one breath? Just right. You're receiving it all just right. One with the great earth, this step, just as it is just right. Please treat your karmic connections with respect and reverence and compassion. The ties between parent and child, the ties between couples, ties, connections, unity. This world is not one of separate pieces operating at a distance. Thanks to everything I am. Please pour your all into this one doing, leaving no cracks. Please. Please continue this practice with energy. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.